My doctor said to me, a man of your age should not be carrying bundles of shingles up to the roof. But I can't guarantee it will help you feel any better. Hi, I'm Gary Volpe of Volpe Enterprises Complete Home Renovations. No, I don't carry shingles anymore. But when I started 45 years ago, it was the only way to get them up there. Doc said I would feel a lot better if I offer 0% financing for 18 months on roofing, siding, or windows. And you know what? It's making me feel so good that I'm giving an additional 10% off if you call us during the month of May. The products we install are the exact products I put on my own home. Join the thousands of loyal customers who trust us whenever they need roofing, siding, or windows. Doc asked, what's your guarantee? I said, lifetime. For details, visit govolpe.com or
call 1-855-GO-VOLPE. Volpe Enterprises.
Good morning and welcome to Balanced Life. I'm Renee Gable, your host of Balanced Life. I'm with In Touch Marketing Concepts. And this morning we have Gary Volpe from Volpe Enterprises joining us today. Good morning, Gary. How are you?
Good morning, Renee. I'm fine.
Great. It's so great to have you. This is the first time on the program, so we're anxious to get to know you a little bit and what you do and how you balance life. Gary is a lifetime resident of Montgomery County and has lived in Lansdale for 33 years. So I feel like I know him already. But today he manages Volpe Enterprises with his wife, Janet, and his three sons, Michael, Stephen, and David.
That's correct.
Yeah. So tell us a little bit about what you do, Gary.
Well, I am the marketing arm, I guess, of the company. I mean, I go out and I talk to people and do public relations and also help direct the company as needed, because my sons are older now and do a lot of the work, and my wife also is very much involved.
That's great. You know, I love the marketing side of it. So you're the business development side too,
that
right?
Would be
you wear
it.
Many
yes.
different hats. How, you know, since we don't know you that well, how did you get started in business?
Well, both my wife's parents and my parents were business people. And my dad was in the construction business, and he was doing residential construction for many years and decided to move to commercial construction. And when he did that, I said, hey, Dad, why are you going to give up your business on the residential side? And he said, well, I'd think the opportunities on commercial. And so I asked him if he could teach my brother and I how to do something. And he ultimately ended up teaching us how to do roofing. And Rick was 16, my brother was 16, I was 17, and he taught us how to do roofing, and we went out, we solicited our neighbors and friends and family, and just got the ball rolling with a small roofing company.
Oh, that's excellent. The way our parents influence us and that can change our direction in life or give us direction, I think that's pretty awesome.
It was quite a turn in life.
It was. So what was the most difficult time then when you started your business? Because you were young.
we were young, for sure. And unfortunately, my father, after he made that switch, died at age 46, which was only 3 years later after he taught us how to do roofing. Rick decided that he, after doing Lehigh University, he was going after a different career. And I basically was there by myself, with not much to lean on, you know, with business decisions or anything like that.
Well, obviously you got your dad's strength, and he gave you those skills to carry you on through the rest of your life, so that really is priceless. We're thankful for that.
Yes.
So, now, did an angel pop up in your life, did I hear?
Yes, Abraham, you're right
name?
On that.
Yeah.
Janet is my wife, and so my dad passed away in 1973, and I married in 1975, and that started the change in my life in a better direction, for sure.
She came along at a good time.
She did.
Yeah.
And it's been something that wasn't only then, but it's even today. You know, she's just a great person to have by my side.
She helps you balance life.
She helps
and your career.
Are you headed towards the description of your show, Balance Life?
I am. You have to pull it all together. It's tie it up in one neat bow, although I don't think life happens like that. So tell us a little bit about how you came to Cornerstone Church of Skip Back and how you balance life with your spiritual side and your successful business and your family.
Well, I've got to tell you, Renee, in the beginning, it just wasn't that way. I didn't really know the Lord like I did. I was Roman Catholic back then. I went to Catholic schools. I learned about Christ and such through catechism, as we did in the Catholic schools. And so I had some background in that. I have some a little bit different beliefs today than I did then, although I still believe in Christ.
I still have the foundation.
and so I was taught that. And then we went to, as our sons were born, we ended up going to the Schwenkfelder Church on 363 in Lansdale area. And I still wasn't much involved. I did Sunday school and peripheral things, but still wasn't much involved with the church or such. Mm-hmm. And a group from our church in Calvary Baptist started Cornerstone Church. And it was at the spec school, and I was prodded by some friends to go over there, which I did. And I've got to tell you, the first time I went there, I was so challenged by the and convicted by the sermon that I decided that this is where I had to go. I squirmed in my seat in the first sermon, and I, on the way home, I told my wife, I said, "This is where I've got to go to church, because it really made me feel different." So that was the beginning of the Cornerstone Church experience. And now we've moved a few times, and the church now is in Skip Back, on Skip Back and Stump Hall Road. And so it's called Cornerstone Church of Skip Back.
That's great. And I guess, again, it shows the foundation that our parents lay down for us, that, yes, we may stray once in a while in life away from God and Jesus, but, you know, we always come back because of that foundation. And obviously you felt challenged and wanted to pursue what that challenge is, and you had that calling. So there's another life-changing moment probably for you.
Absolutely. I mean, I never heard the Bible preached like that before. That first sermon, and it's been the same ever since. I've led a much more prayerful life since that time. Yeah. Okay, even though it's still never enough.
And you have three boys, so obviously you want that to be a big part of their life. So tell us a little bit about your family. Well, three boys. I guess you were busy.
We were.
Yeah.
But you know what? I enjoy the boys. And I'm going to give you a little side note here. We have three grandchildren.
Okay. Are they all boys?
No.
Oh.
They're all girls.
Yay!
And we have a fourth one on the way.
A fourth so, girl?
But we don't know.
Okay.
Don't know that yet. So,
all right.
Yeah, so I have three God's girls.
That's balancing out for you.
Definitely balancing. It's a whole new learning experience.
Yeah. You're like, now what do I do?
That's about the size of it. Yeah.
Hopefully but there's an instruction manual that comes with that.
Oh, yeah. Didn't you know that? Yeah. Right.
But they, I'm sure, will like to play in the dirt and everything, too. Girls can do all that, too.
I don't know. I haven't experienced that yet. The two are very, very young. They're babies still.
Oh, okay. I'm
born in September and November of last year or so.
You'll give them their first backhoe or something.
Absolutely. Well, okay. I had to teach the first one how to knock down towers, you know, because she would just unbuild it block by block at a time. And I said, this isn't right.
Yeah. Show her how to really do it. Yeah. Yeah. So, you did mention the power of prayer. Can you give us an example how prayer has worked in your life and with your family?
Well, I told you that I'm much more prayerful. I mean, I do pray for many different things and many different people, and as we do in our church. I can give a very specific time, and I guess I've got to ask, do we have the time to go into
yeah,
a story?
Absolutely.
This is, Well, back when we were building in 2004, it was our new location. It was on Germantown Pike. We had to knock down some buildings and do this construction. I had about 8 to 10 people that were working for me at that time. I had two main people that were going to do much of the carpentry work inside the building, Joe and Mike. They had been with me 15 and 17 years.
Oh, wow.
So I rested much of my business on those two people. Mm-hmm. And we got started construction, bought the land, and we're starting to clear the land. And Mike came to me and said that he had an opportunity to go work with his brother-in-law, so he was going to leave me. And so that was quite a blow, you know. But we figured that we could fill in somehow and make this still work. And 2 weeks later, Joe came to me and said that he was going to start his own business. And the building was being built. Block walls were going up, which was a subcontracted part of the job. So at that time, every contractor was so busy. Everybody had more work than they could handle. So obviously, I couldn't hire anybody. And to be a contractor, I also couldn't hire people to work for me because there were none to be found. So I counted on Mike and Joe's carpentry skills. They just weren't there. So while the block was being laid, I advertised and tried to find help, getting zero answers. I went to monster.com and I put my, I hope this is an advertisement for monster.com.
That's okay. That's okay. We'll get royalties later.
Right. No. put a ad in monster.com, which lasts about 30 days.
Mm-hmm.
And at about the 28th day, as the walls were complete and the trusses were put into place, and we were about to get to the interior part where I needed these people, I sat at my desk and I was writing an ad for the newspaper. So there's only a couple or a few days left on the Monster ad. And I'm writing an ad. And it said something like this: small contractor, tired of trying to make ends meet. Tired of trying to keep your truck on the road with maintenance. Trying to find work for your employees and control the employees. Trying to get paid by customers or dealing with insurance payments, et cetera, et cetera. I was writing this down and I was crossing it out and trying to make the perfect ad. And it was lunchtime. And I'm in my office at my house. And I said, I got to go eat and then I'll come back to this ad. And I literally stood up and sat back down. And I said, Lord, I said, I need your help. I am desperate. I am really in a pickle here. And I normally pray for other people, I said, but I this prayer is for me. Maybe I'm being selfish, but I need somebody. And so with that was the extent of the prayer. I got up to go walk in to eat lunch. My wife had lunch prepared. I didn't get 10 feet and the phone rang. It was my operations manager. And he said, Gary, he said, I just talked to a guy on the phone. He says, he is a small contractor from Philadelphia. He is sick of dealing with customers and insurance and truck maintenance and trying to make ends meet. And I said, John, I said, stop. I said, you're scaring me. I said, you're reading my ad back to me. And he said, do you want to talk to this guy?
Yeah,
that's exactly what I said. Yeah. I said, how soon can he be there? You know, so the next day we met with him. We hired him. The man was 6'4". He was a master carpenter. He was a young guy. And when we showed him the plans, he said, no problem. I can take care of this. And so we hired him on the spot. 3 days later, he started construction, and he asked if his cousin and his brother-in-law could come along with him. And I was like, hallelujah. Absolutely. Well, long story short, he was not a fit for our company. I don't want to get into the particulars, but we had a very good relationship with the time we were there, but we knew that he was the ultimate square peg in a round hole sort of thing, and mm-hmm. It wasn't going to work. He knew it. I knew it. And at the end of the job, we shook hands and said goodbye, but he had built the whole second floor for us and did everything that we needed him to do. But the story gets better. Because as we're shaking hands and I said goodbye to him, I told him the story about how I had prayed for him. And he says, well, let me tell you my story. He said, because he was a non-believer. But he said that he was so frustrated looking for a job that he was just angry. And he told his wife he was going to go out and get the newspaper and look for a job again in the newspaper. And his wife said to him, let me look on monster.com. And so he said, you're not going to find somebody that needs me on monster.com. So by the time he got in with the paper, she said, here's one ad. It's Volpe Enterprises. Why don't you answer the call? And that was the other side of it. And so how God put us together just on one 10-second prayer that basically was answered within seconds again. And our building stands as a tribute to, you know, how God works in our lives.
Yeah, he brought you both together. And for you, it gave you, you know, faith that, yes, I can find somebody, even if it's only for transitional time. And for him, he was bitter and he was angry. And it showed him that, yes, I can do this. And yes, I can find another path or greater path in life, too. So
one of my employees from a long time ago said that people are in your life for a reason, a season, or a lifetime. I don't know if you've ever heard that before.
Yeah.
And this guy was there for a reason. He just came. He was there 3 months, and he was gone.
I think so many times that happens in life, but we have to be aware of it. And the beauty that this spider web that God weaves and brings people into our lives and out of our lives and for a purpose, and just acknowledging that, because it is all purposeful, and it does. Prayer always helps. I had an intern the past summer, and you know, every time I went into a meeting, I would say, let's say a prayer that God gives us the gift of words, that we're able to touch them and they're able to touch us, and we all learn. And I think that it helps us. It guides us. It gives us the confidence. It right. lets him speak through us what we need to say.
And
so,
I guess the most amazing part is that how many times you can look back in your life, and if you've said a prayer and something just doesn't work out for you, and you can look back years later and say, boy, that would have been a mistake. And, you know, that prayer wasn't answered. I thought I wanted that so badly, and it would have been a mistake had it been granted back then.
Yeah, thank goodness for unanswered prayers. And I have heard recently that God answers prayers by yes or better. So I think that that's relevant for our topic today. So we are here with Gary Volpe from Volpe Enterprises. He does commercial and home renovations, and you can reach him at VolpeEnterprises.com. I am Renee with In Touch Marketing Concepts. Come back for more great talk with Gary Volpe. Thank you. And he says, be the reason that
I did. Hello, this is Paul Fisher, headmaster of Coventry Christian School in Pottstown. I am so pleased that WFYL is a growing part of our community, serving as a voice of reason and a defender of and proponent for all that has made and will make America a great nation. There simply are not enough competing voices and ideas in the media, and we are proud to partner with WFYL in working for your liberty and things that truly matter. Advertising on WFYL has served us well and opened doors of opportunity for expanding our mission in classical Christian education. And the good people at the station have been so kind to help us network as well. I hope you will faithfully tune in to WFYL, share this station with others, and consider how a partnership with your organization or business could strengthen our community and build a stronger America.
My name is Nancy Becker, and I am your Recorder of Deeds here in Montgomery County. It's very important for the veterans to be aware that they should record their DD-214 or military discharge in the Recorder of Deeds office. This is important because when a veteran passes, the funeral director will usually contact the Recorder of Deeds office so that they can arrange for a military funeral. And this relieves the burden of family members of trying to find this very important document. But the most important reason is that we are now issuing a veteran's photo ID card that entitles the veterans to discounts and incentives from nearly 400 businesses here in Montgomery County. All the veteran has to do is come into the Recorder of Deeds office at 1 Montgomery Plaza in Norristown. Parking is always free for our veterans. You just come into the parking garage and tell them you're a veteran, and you can park free of charge. Bring along your DD-214 and a photo ID. We'll issue you the veteran's photo ID, give you a list of the businesses that are participating. It takes about 10-15 minutes at the most, and this way you will be receiving these discounts. The incentive for the business to do this is we advertise your business free of charge. My website gets about 1,000 hits a week, so the potential for over 1,000 people of seeing your business is there. Also, every veteran gets a list of all the businesses participating. They get it when they come into the office, and we email them to them every 3 to 4 weeks so that the veteran is aware of the new businesses we have. Veterans of Montgomery County, please come into our office. It would be my honor to shake your hand and thank you for your service to our country.
My doctor said to me, a man of your age should not be carrying bundles of shingles up to the roof. But I can't guarantee it will help you feel any better. Hi, I'm Gary Volpe of Volpe Enterprises Complete Home Renovations. No, I don't carry shingles anymore. But when I started 45 years ago, it was the only way to get them up there. Doc said I would feel a lot better if I offer 0% financing for 18 months on roofing, siding, or windows. And you know what? It's making me feel so good that I'm giving an additional 10% off if you call us during the month of May. The products we install are the exact products I put on my own home. Join the thousands of loyal customers who trust us whenever they need roofing, siding, or windows. Doc asked, what's your guarantee? I said, lifetime. For details, visit govolpe.com or
call 1-855-GO-VOLPE. Volpe Enterprises.
Welcome back to Balanced Life. I'm Renee with In Touch Marketing Concepts, and we are back with Gary Volpe from Volpe Enterprises. Hi, Gary.
Hey,
again.
I didn't go anywhere.
Oh, good. I'm so glad, because we were just getting into the conversation. Actually, I wanted to go back to where your wife made lunch at work. So being in a family business does have its benefits, evidently.
Absolutely. I had my office inside my house, and I guess this connects to what we're talking about. And one of the things that I did, you ask about balancing life, mm-hmm. and just occurred to me as you're asking me. Mm-hmm. But my office was inside my house for a reason. We could have moved out of the house and into an office. We were very visible with the traffic and such to advertise for our business. But I chose the home office because I wanted to be there for our boys when they came off the bus or something, and hey, Dad, let's go have a catch, that sort of thing. And let me tell you, sometimes it was difficult to get up from my desk because there's work to do. But nonetheless, it was easy then just to say, okay, I'm going to put my work aside and go out. So that was one of the reasons we stayed there until our sons were grown before we actually moved into a building where I had my office inside the building.
Yeah, I think when you work from home, you really have to balance life. And how do you compartmentalize your work and your home and your children? But yet you're grateful you can take the time to go play ball with your kids and things like that.
Absolutely.
But now you have two locations that you manage.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Where are they?
Our first one, and the one we built 13 years ago, is on Germantown Pike across from Methacton High School okay. and in Worcester Township. And we've been there for, like I said, 13 years. Okay. We built the building. We knocked down a lumber yard that was there and actually built the building to our specifications.
Oh, nice.
We have a showroom. We had our trucks all parked in the back of the building and such, and our offices were there. Well, in 5 years or so, it became quite evident that we had outgrown that. And so we started looking around. It took us a while, but mm-hmm. we ended up in North Wales 4 years ago. We bought the old Safeguard building and converted it into a new office space, area for our trucks to be parked and our equipment, and for our employees to meet in the morning. And we also built into there a 7,000 square foot showroom that shows 4 kitchens, 3 bathrooms, complete, that they're in working order, and with 3 different types of cabinetry that you can see, or I'm sorry, 4 different types of cabinetry that you can see in these different areas, everywhere from something that is comparable to what you would get at one of the big box stores, but a better quality, but price point, it would compare to those. And then we go all the way up to a custom made. As you can imagine, you can do, you know, the basics, and you can really do something very nice.
There's no better way when you can go actually see everything laid out in displays and things like that. I think there's so much sometimes online shopping that you're not able to touch, feel, and talk to the experts. And, you know, the Volpe Enterprises showrooms are just gorgeous. I encourage our audience to visit, and they're open through the week, and you actually have Saturday hours too, which is nice.
Yeah. We're open 9 to 5 during the week, mm-hmm. and on Saturday, it's 10 to 2. Now, we have temporarily shut down Germantown Pike showroom because we're going to do a lot of renovations there. So they would have to go to North Wales right now, and that's at 217 Church Road in North Wales, near the corner, or about an eighth of a mile, I should say, from the corner of Sumney Town Pike and Church Road.
Yeah, not too far from Merck Sharp and Dome that
yes.
owns that whole block almost.
Yes. We stole something from Merck,
yes,
I guess. We got our little piece.
Little piece of the planet there.
Yes.
No, that's great. What service areas do you have then? You're from Norristown area?
Primarily, we're in Montgomery County, but we do Bucks, we do Berks, we do Chester. And we also go into New Jersey. We're licensed in New Jersey as well.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
You go pretty far. That's great. So how is it owning a family business and having your sons and your wife work along with you?
Shall I keep to the high side
yeah.
of this?
Are you going to be honest? No.
No, actually, I would say it's 99% good, you know, because
yeah.
You have issues sometimes, we have disagreements, but the great thing about a close-knit family, which the investment that we made years ago with our sons has paid off, that they came into the business, but the investment is that we learn to get along with each other, and even with disputes, you know, disputes are forgotten the next day, and you move forward. So it's been great. I'm thrilled to death that our sons are involved. It's something, actually, my wife and I did not want any of them involved because it was a dangerous profession that we're in, roofing and siding, and mm-hmm. I fell myself 2 times, mm-hmm. you know, during the years, and I didn't want my sons involved. It becomes a very long story about how they slowly got involved, and they ended up on the roof. They ended up on the siding, and 2 of them fell. If you can believe that. So, you know, we have precautions that we take today that, you know, back then we didn't take and we should have. But one fell during missionary work in Kentucky. So I guess that shouldn't count against me. But
it does make you be safer.
Oh, yes.
Yes.
Yeah. So, you know, we're a very safe company today. We take all kinds of precautions so that people don't fall.
But we can't keep our kids in bubbles, I'm
now
afraid.
No, we can't. No. And they became very proficient, and they also, because of all this business experience through my parents, their Janet's parents, us. They became quite good businessmen, and so they are integral to the running of our business.
That's great. So, what positions do they hold? What do they do for you?
Well, I'll start with Janet. Okay,
mm-hmm. She makes lunches.
She still makes lunches, and you know,
yeah,
she's
we'll be over at noon tomorrow, right, Russ?
She still does make lunches, but anyway, she is in charge of most of the financial, all the accounting, the audits that we go through. We have two audits that we go through a year. I'm sorry, two audits for workman's comp, two audits for liability. So she takes care of
it's
that.
Involved.
All the it's very involved, very, mm-hmm. and she does all the healthcare requirements and such. So she's very, very much involved. Michael, the oldest, is starting to take over some of these responsibilities as he's now 35 years old. Don't tell anybody that I have a son who's 35, yeah. though. This isn't on the air, is it?
That's still young.
Is this on?
We'll edit that out. Yeah, I'm just kidding.
But so Michael, the oldest, is in charge of the estimating and also is now taking over some of the financial responsibilities as well. And Stephen, the middle one, is in charge of marketing and sales. He looks over those departments and the people that are involved in there. And then David does all the production. So he's in charge of the employees and also the scheduling. And he also talks with the customers as far as that schedule and such.
Wow, they really all hold quite important positions. I think that's really great.
Yes, and... We work very good together, but they are all in fairly separate areas of the company, which, you know, prevents too much overlap on the jobs.
Yeah, it each gives them their own little space, too,
yeah,
where
yeah.
they're empowered. And,
to yeah. a degree, right. The yeah. one's not telling the other one what to do.
Yeah, looking over their shoulder and breathing. Yeah, no, that's great.
But they all tell me what to do.
Oh, is that how this works?
Yes.
You don't admit that.
That's
either.
A family business.
Yeah, that's how a family business works. So, no, I think that's really terrific. So, give us a little bit of what you do. You do home and commercial renovations. You do exterior and interior.
Yes.
Is that correct?
Our company is broken into two divisions. One is specifically exterior roofing, siding, windows, and doors. Will get us into pavers and concrete work too, as long as okay. it's in conjunction with, if we build an addition on somebody's house, we'll obviously we'll take care of all those things. So it's the people don't have to be going to other contractors to have the work done. We handle all that for them. And then on the interior side, with the kitchens, bathrooms, basements, and then we also consider the addition's interior department. But that's how we're broken up, and we have people that manage and project managers that go out to the different jobs to look at our employees and seeing what they're doing. We have foremen that are on the jobs, but we still have the project managers actually go out and visit and talk with the customers.
So what would you say makes you most unique over other renovators and remodelers and things?
I think pretty much what I just said is it, because you know, number one, a family member is ultimately in charge and responsible for any aspect of what's being done on a person's house. So it's our name on the company. It's not ABC Company. It's Volpe Enterprises. So the Volpes are in contact with everything that happens for our customers. And we have some long-term employees that work for us. My operations manager's been with us 37 years. So he's almost family. I mean, he's older than my oldest son.
He's a common law.
Yes, that's family. It. There yeah. has a good way of putting it, right.
Yeah.
But, yeah, so, and then the fact that we check on the work constantly as the job is going forward, we make sure that everybody has a written contract. So every aspect of the job is detailed out, even if it's just the roof. And I say just the roof because you put it in comparison with an addition. there's a lot less to a roof than there is with all the parts of an addition or a kitchen or a bathroom even. But the there are all those things are put into the contract and it's divided up just right from the permit to the cleanup.
So there aren't any surprises and everyone has the correct expectations and things like that, which I think the consumers would greatly appreciate today. So
oh, absolutely. You just don't know what you're going to get sometimes. I'm not going to sit here and give you all kinds of horror stories, but there's a lot of them out there that people that have given money and the guy just doesn't show up or does very substandard work and mm-hmm. they're nowhere to be found when there's problems that mm-hmm. crop up later. And mm-hmm. so
you always see that on HGTV, the builders are coming in and correcting the shoddy work. And of course you're done in a half hour, right? All your remodeling is done. Shows.
Well, now it's interesting you would say that, Renee, because the TV shows originally seemed to show things get done so quickly and without problems. It's almost like they erased the problems. Every construction project is unique and has its unique set of problems. And you open up a wall, you'll find things. And now, we were just talking about it on Mother's Day because we're all together for Mother's Day. And we were talking about it that the shows are now showing the truth about construction, that there are problems that do crop up. Property Brothers is one that,
I love them.
Yeah, they're interesting to watch. But, mm-hmm. You can see that they run into the same problems that we do, and it's a TV show. And I'm glad they're showing that because it isn't all clear sailing when you're doing major construction in your house. And I'm going to tell you, there's always dust.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
They haven't found the cure for that
they
yet.
They haven't. Ugh. I mean, we put up screens and zippered doors and all kinds of things. But
where are the little booties?
And where are the booties we do? And the thing is, dust still creeps into areas of the house that you're not working in.
That's part of life. We have to balance life with the dust, I'm afraid.
Yes.
But no, I think that's all great. I think that the television shows have not hurt your business, but actually have helped, like you're saying, and they brought awareness to
their... Well, I think they've evolved. Let's call it that. They've evolved from just showing...
All the glamour side.
All the glamour. Yes, that's a good way of putting it, mm-hmm. and showing the downside, too.
Yeah, it's very true. So what are you thinking about the housing market right now? Are people staying in their homes more and longer and having staycations and remodeling their current homes instead of moving?
I think that's where it's at right now, that they're remodeling a little bit, and so we're getting the benefits of that business.
All right, let's carry on this conversation for the second part of our talk here today. I am Renee Gable with In Touch Marketing Concepts here with Gary Volpe from Volpe Enterprises. We'll be right back.
Be my vision. Be my path. Be my guide. Jesus.
If my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then I will hear from heaven and I will forgive their sin and heal their land. 2 Chronicles 7:14. WFYL reminds you to pray for America. You're listening to WFYL 1180, working for your liberty and things that matter. Thanks for listening.
Hi, everybody. Phil Valentine here. It's great to be back on the air in Philly, and especially when my show is being broadcast from the Cradle of Liberty, Valley Forge area, home of freedom-loving patriots both in times past and today, right here on WFYL 1180 AM.
WFYL. If you like Car Talk, catch Under the Hood Saturday and Sunday mornings from 6 to 7. Exclusively streaming on 1180WFYL.com. Worldwide on your computer or mobile device. Stream Under the Hood this Saturday morning from 6 to 7 at 1180WFYL.com or on your favorite mobile device. Go to our website at 1180WFYL.com to find out more.
Hey, everybody, this is Laura Ingram. Thanks for listening to my show and the other great programs carried live on WFYL 1180 AM, broadcasting from the historic Cradle of Liberty area, Valley Forge and Philadelphia.
Call 1-855-GO-VOLBE. Volbe Enterprises.
My doctor said to me, a man of your age should not be carrying bundles of shingles up to the roof. But I can't guarantee it will help you feel any better. Hi, I'm Gary Volpe of Volpe Enterprises Complete Home Renovations. No, I don't carry shingles anymore. But when I started 45 years ago, it was the only way to get them up there. Doc said I would feel a lot better if I offer 0% financing for 18 months on roofing, siding, or windows. And you know what? It's making me feel so good that I'm giving an additional 10% off if you call us during the month of May. The products we install are the exact products I put on my own home. Join the thousands of loyal customers who trust us whenever they need roofing, siding, or windows. Doc asked, what's your guarantee? I said, lifetime. For details, visit govolpe.com or
call 1-855-GO-VOLPE. Volpe Enterprises.
Be the wind in these sails. Be the reason that I live. Jesus.
Welcome back to Balanced Life. I'm Renee Gable with In Touch Marketing Concepts and glad to be back with Gary Volpe from Volpe Enterprises. Okay, Gary, I want to ask you, what are the consumer's biggest fear when they go to do a renovation?
Well, I would have to say that they want to make sure that the company that they're working for is licensed in Pennsylvania, insured, and it has been around for a while and is able to withstand anything that may happen, that they can rebound from it if there's a problem, that the company can cover it. Now, the reason I feel we're unique in that aspect is that people should know that we're going to stay here is our locations. The fact that we're bricks and mortar, we're not working out of the house anymore. This is something that, you know, it's not some small business that one problem comes up and they're gone. And it does happen occasionally.
Yeah. I don't think people realize, but I think you can get a contractor's license in a day or two. Like, you really have to do research and know your contractor, know they're insured. No, they have a license, and again, like you're saying, stability.
That's correct. So we're with the Better Business Bureau. We're with NARI, which is a national
association remodeling industries.
Yes, and they have certain guidelines to allow people to come into that, or contractors to come into there.
Yeah, just to let the consumers know, NARI, you can see it in the house and home magazines and things, but you have to have the highest integrity standards. You have to go through a long qualification process to be a part of that organization.
Right, and some of it is what I just said about bricks and mortar place, a phone number that's been around for many years and that kind of thing. The same phone number, I should say.
Yeah, so that's something else to look for, is the NARI logo. Along with the contractors, and obviously Volpe Enterprises has that. So what else can you tell us? Well, you know, if someone's starting their own business, Gary, what would you recommend? What advice would you give them?
Well, I would have to say, excuse me, put God first. If you put God first, it'll direct your actions. And I think that is hugely important. And put your best effort towards your family and others. Treat your customers like they're your family. These are all large things. And I know it sounds, to some it may sound like, hey, I'm trying to just breeze over this question. But it is very important, because it's a good moral base that helps you develop who you are, what your company is, and it's got to carry down through your company. deal as customers as your family. But I'm going to guarantee you that the customers are sometimes are not going to treat you the same way. Regardless of your intentions and such, it is very difficult sometimes to maintain your cool, if it would be, you know. So that's just do it anyway.
Absolutely.
Do it anyway. Treat them like family. Be prayerful. I would say that God loves you, wants to help you. Sometimes, as we were talking about, not in our time frame. How many times we've thought that I've got to have this right now, and it turns out when you look at it years later or months later or whatever, and you say, "Boy, if that had happened that way, it wouldn't have been near as good." Or so. God would plan your way. So I think that is the basis for business.
Well, in our talks too, I know you treat your employees like family, and I think the spiritual and the that energy does filter from the top of the company. So for you coming from the owner and through your family, and it resonates amongst your employees too. And then your employees, like you said, can go out and treat the customers as
right.
Well, as their common law family, as we said earlier.
Right.
So,
well, if they don't, they're not going to be working for us too long. I mean, our customers recognize, and we do have thousands of customers, and they recognize what type of person is going to come into their house, that they can trust the people to come into their house to do windows or construction. I mean, think about that. Do you want to feel comfortable with somebody that's in your house? Of course you do. And if you have to go out to work, some of our customers just go out to work and leave us there to do their work and trust us to do that as well.
That's great. I don't know if our listeners listen to conservative talk radio, but you can always hear Gary's jingle that about Go Volpe. And no, I'm not singing it, but govolpe.com and 855 Go Volpe. So I encourage you, we're going to run that commercial too.
Well, I want the audience to know that Renee wanted me to sing it, and that wasn't happening either.
And I'm not singing it with my high squeaky voice. So, all right, we're going to leave you on your own vices there for our audience to listen to that. But we really appreciate you coming and speaking with us today and showing us that the power of prayer is very important with our businesses and is the good foundation of that. Thank you for that. All right, Gary, so tell us a little bit more about the facilities that you have and how you manage your facilities.
Well, like I said, we have a 7,000 square foot showroom in North Wales, and it has the four kitchens and three bathrooms. But also inside of there, it has all the products that go inside of these. So we have a wall full of granite samples. We have sinks. We have the tile. We have wood flooring. We have a wood flooring room where you can see hundreds of flooring samples. And the combinations of tile for backsplashes and flooring and such are endless that you can put there. So we also have some lighting there that they can look at. And we've had people come in, Renee, and say, when they get in there, they say, "I want that bathroom. I want that kitchen." And we put that kitchen or that bathroom in the house, so they don't have to make any decisions.
I like that.
Yes. I mean, decisions are very, very difficult. Look, I'm not the greatest at decisions, so, you know, as far as I leave that to my wife.
Yeah.
But the thing is, when you walk in there and you see something and you say, "I like that," then you can just do that too.
I think that is one of the biggest fears for consumers. I have a hard time making a decision. I would rather go in and see a sample like that and say, give me that.
Like.
And I love all the touch and feel part of it too. That's great. You have all the samples right there. And I guess everyone can take them home if they would. Yeah.
Well, we'd like them to see them there.
Not the whole kitchen, but
right.
The tile.
But what we can do is you can lay out you know, some of the flooring and some of the granite and some of the cabinet combinations and lay them right out there on the table so you can see how it's all going to work together.
Do you have someone that helps you to with the design eye, so to
speak?
Good
question, because we do have designers that work for us, and they'll put the kitchen together for you and or help you put the kitchen together. Some people want to change how their kitchen is, and they'll help you do that too. They want to move the dishwasher to the other side or refrigerator someplace else. And I do want to point out one other thing, because I'm going very much into the interior, but also on the other side of the showroom is the entire exterior.
So we have
decking there, deck you can walk on, see all the samples. Many different types of roofing material are there, siding and windows. Some of the windows that we have, we're a Pella certified contractor. We also sell a composite window, which is the most popular window. There is no question this window is the best on the market. And I don't say that, you know, lightly, because we did change from a vinyl, what we used to sell, vinyl windows. We thought were a very good window. This window is far superior to that. We are the exclusive dealer for that window.
And what's the name of the window?
Well, it's an Okna window.
Okay.
So we're an exclusive dealer inside of the Lansdale area. Within, I would say, 50 miles or so, we're the exclusive dealer for that.
That's great to know. And I'm sure you've seen so many products over the years. You know what is the top of the line.
This is something that Michael discovered. And he found that we were putting in a window that was of good quality. But this was excellent. And so we move from good to excellent. And if you see these cutaways on the windows, if you see these cutaways on the windows, you'll see that they are so different.
Mm.
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, that's great. That really is great to know. I always like the interior better than the exterior.
Yeah, but
you know, the men love that.
So the exterior keeps you...
But it's
you
the curb appeal, so, you
curb
know, women
appeal.
Love that, too.
And you know what? On your roof, you're looking at 20% of what you're looking at, 20-25% you look at on your house's roof.
Oh, that's true. So, I can see that. Yeah, it's a larger part of your vision there. So, Gary, I want to thank you for coming today. It was great
thank you
having,
for having
you.
Me.
Yeah, thank you. And I thank you for showing us how to balance life with prayer and business and with your family and things that for all of us to have prayer in our life helps us lead a balanced life and balanced careers and balanced business. If you need to get in touch with Gary Volpe, it's govolpe.com or 855-GO-VOLPE. I am Renee with In Touch Marketing Concepts. Thank you.
Be my source, be my life.
Call 1-855-GO-VOLPE. Volpe Enterprises.
My doctor said to me, a man of your age should not be carrying bundles of shingles up to the roof. But I can't guarantee it will help you feel any better. Hi, I'm Gary Volpe of Volpe Enterprises Complete Home Renovations. No, I don't carry shingles anymore. But when I started 45 years ago, it was the only way to get them up there. Doc said I would feel a lot better if I offer 0% financing for 18 months on roofing, siding, or windows. And you know what? It's making me feel so good that I'm giving an additional 10% off if you call us during the month of May. The products we install are the exact products I put on my own home. Join the thousands of loyal customers who trust us whenever they need roofing, siding, or windows. Doc asked, what's your guarantee? I said, lifetime. For details, visit govolpe.com or
call 1-855-GO-VOLPE. Volpe Enterprises.
Hi, this is Carla Didesi, author of the Julia Learns book series and host of Your Family Matters here at 1180 WFYL. Let's make 2015 the year that we read quality books to our children, the future leaders of this country. Please start with my book series, Julia Learns How to Vote Wisely and Julia Learns How to Marry Wisely. Julia Learns How to Vote Wisely is instructing our children to vote with conservative values and the importance of planting those seeds deeply into our children's hearts at an early age. Julia learns how to marry wisely is planting seeds deeply for truth and nobility and righteousness that we see in traditional marriage. They are the only books that are sharing this message with our children, the future leaders of the United States of America. And please keep a lookout for a third book that will be launched this April 2015, Julia Learns How to Protect Life Wisely. Remember, today's readers are tomorrow's future leaders.
The Julia Learns series can be purchased as ebooks, printed books, and on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, and other Christian retailers.